On a warm March day, this is what you would hear on a construction site. Crews working when the weather permits. The Super Splash Park in Carbondale is over 70% complete.
The pools are ready to go. We have some deck work and a fence to put up. But there's a lot of energy, anticipation, if you will, for the opening of this park.
With only 73 days left until its grand opening on Memorial Day weekend, the park district received an email that opened a drain on the project. Sheila Simon held a press conference Thursday morning to let the public know what's going on.
Hey, the park district was informed by the state that the Department of Natural Resources, at the direction of the governor, has suspended funding for the construction of our splash park in Carbondale.
Carbondale Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro says that she received a two-paragraph email yesterday from IDNR, which led to the project being shut down on Thursday morning.
And we don't have a lot of details on it. We just know that we've been asked not to incur any more expense as of today.
Dozens of people showed up to the press conference to show their support, which gives Renfro hope.
And I think today is a great example of their continued support of the project.
Some unexpected support came from Laborers Union 773, whose members worked on the project until today. Business manager Kevin Starr brought a surprise with him.
We will give $7,000 to this project today to help finish this project.
Suspending the project made Starr confused about the message the governor is sending the people of Illinois.
Well, what happens is they go on unemployment and they draw money from the state instead of paying taxes into the state. And that's the opposite of what the governor has said that he wants to do.
But Renfro is not calling it quits on the project yet.
I'm optimistic. If we could get back to work Monday, I think we could hold on to our opening date.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.